All right, let's do this thing. Good morning. Radio Hot, our Thursday talk around continues. I love Thursdays. Just so much good stuff. Today we got Ron Popeil. And I got Tom and Kathy in from Chang of the Zoo.
I'm going to go home, check all our drawers to see how many of those gadgets we have.
Well, and I'm losing my hair, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe I need to pick up some spray on.
I'm wondering about that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. That was one that didn't go so well. What a great segment.
That was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a trip.
Ages us a little bit, but that's okay. I remember all that. And I remember when Johnny Carson did a takeoff on him. But wait a minute.
That was his catch line. Hey, we're talking Jankabazoo, and man, always stuff to talk about going on at the zoo.
So much.
What's happening?
Well, first of all, today's someone's lost official day.
I asked him, and I said, do we talk about that? No. And you know what he told me? Not that big a deal. Deflection. Yeah, it kind of is.
The zoo will run perfectly. It does great. There's people coming up way more.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on for a minute. How many years?
29. Yeah.
And, man, you have put in some work down there at Jankabazoo.
We all have. All of us have put in
work. You teach him this?
No.
He's not going to deflect.
But, you know, it's not a one-person show, a two-person. It takes everybody. It takes the community to help make the dreams come alive at the zoo.
What is your favorite accomplishment down there in the 20 plus you've been there? What's the one thing you look at and you go, that was it? For you, just you personally.
Just for me personally, there's two of them. The orang and the rhinos.
Okay.
Those were two really big ones, and those were two that had to work really hard to make sure they happened, because there was no facility our size ever that was able to accomplish it. When we started on the orang, all of these large zoos, and there was only at the time 55 zoos in the North America that had orangs, they said, there's no way you guys can pull this off.
Actually, I'm going to interject a minute. Jim Matty from the AZA, he was the director for many years, the president, actually. He came and gave us an award. And we also got the Goose Award, the Golden Goose Award from Fargo.
I remember that, yeah.
For our orangutan habitat that we brought to the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And but Jim came and he said, and he couldn't believe it. The reason he came he couldn't believe that we built it for what we built it for. And he said, unbelievable, because this habitat would be a $4 million habitat anywhere else.
And look what you guys did.
Yeah, we did a lot of things on a shoestring with like Tom says, a lot of good help and pitching in. I do credit Tom for some of these ventures. Again, he's right. It's a group thing. And we wouldn't have these without the animal care they're getting. Like right now as we speak, we wouldn't be able to keep these species.
Yeah.
But I wanted the orangutans for the importance of the plight in the wild and for the plight of Africa, specifically with rhinos. But I say this because I wouldn't have the kahunas to do it alone without someone like Tom coming in and going, we can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can manage these animals.
Right.
And then, of course, we all work on our relationship buildings with other zoos, but he's done a number of things. Mm-hmm. And just now recently... reelected to the National Code of Ethics for the ZAA.
Congrats. So, something else you never bothered telling
us.
Thank you for mentioning that.
I believe this is my fourth term now going on, and it's one of those things that's... It's just you do what you do to help keep, you know, zoos viable, the species going on it. And for me, on Tal's exhibit, is when you find out that they're making bets that Jankabazoo will never pull off the orang deal. That was like, taking that bet.
Sure.
They always say, how big is your city? You know, you guys, your metro area.
I hear that constantly.
Yeah. And so we feel very proud. Mm-hmm. And again, it takes everybody.
Well, and I love being
our friends and everything.
I love being down there and seeing people come in from out of town and the first timers that just walk in and they're looking around going, what? Really? Wow. This is incredible. Let me ask you this. What are you going to miss the most about being the curator down there? What and your day to day?
you know, it's being able to walk through the zoo and you interact with the staff, but the animals, the response you get with the animals, and I'll still be down there. I'm not giving up my rhino. So, you know, Gideon's my boy.
Right.
I always said I got the biggest puppy dog in town.
You do.
On there. But, you know, that part I will. And there's a lot of things, you know, I'll get to spend more time with grandkids mm-hmm. and get to do more traveling with my animal moving business. Now with sort of a rush and get there, move the animals for this facility, and then get back to go to work. I want to be able to say, okay, I was in South Carolina, 50 miles from the coast. I never made it to the coast because we had stuff we needed for our facility, and that's always been number one.
So now you get the chance, because you're going to have a lot more time,
yes.
to kind of take that stuff in. What prompted you to, I mean, this animal moving business and transporting, I guess, you know, you're in the transporting business.
Yep.
When did that start, or when did you say, hey, you know what, this is what I want to do?
You know, you just look at facilities, and you talk about moving our own animals, and it just started, could you help us out? We don't have anybody qualified to do this. We don't have anybody with your experience to do this. And from there, it just snowballed, and I got my USDA license for it and just kept on going.
Wow, incredible. And that's what that's what's on the other side of this for you. So there's no way you're slowing down at all.
No, we'll okay. still be, you know, we have four trips coming up, so it's, you know, October's pretty much booked.
Yeah. Well, and I said, so are you going to be coming and doing this? And he said, well, you know, if she lets me.
We're
so please let him once in a while.
We'll have Tom come in once in a while. We want to bring on some of our staff that you've already met.
Yes.
You've been down there a lot, so you mm-hmm. know our staff, and it's nice to bring them on and talk with them about things, whether it be education or animal care or enrichment, but and start bringing 80. Adi Paul is our new curator. She's been with the zoo for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
That left the lead keeper position open, and Lacey Steer, who is, as you know, been there
yeah.
about 6 years, and she is stepped into that position. And then we have a whole team of wonderful zookeepers mm-hmm. and. And Alyssa's been there a while now, and I know she's a big fan of yours.
likewise.
And,
likewise.
Yeah, and Lexi and Jay and Dylan, and we've got, it's just, you know, we've had some turnover.
Yeah.
We've had some turnover, and so we're really proud of the programs that we do and the people who step into those, because it's all work. So it's...
You know, one of the things I'm most proud of, we've had a lot of keepers, they want to move to a bigger city or a bigger facility on it. And we usually see them about 2 years afterwards. They'll come back to visit and they go, we shouldn't have left. We missed this.
How'd that make you feel, right?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's okay. You're out experienced life. It's like when your kids leave.
Mm-hmm.
But they go, well, we thought going to Omaha and would be great, a bigger city and stuff, but they go, you know, where we actually go and see is a smaller area than Wahpeton. And they said, we missed the interaction, and that's one of the things Kathy and I have both been very proud. Our keepers get to work with everything. They go to a larger facility, you're the bird person. That's it. You don't work with the mammals,
the greener grass
yeah.
thing. Yeah, not
yeah.
always.
And it's like, you know, it makes you feel good that you gave them that experience.
Well, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Kathy, I'm going to ask you this, too, yeah. and it's a biggie.
I gave a list of the zookeepers, and I didn't forget Ashley. I just, my brain went out. Ashley, too. Ashley's
okay,
brand new.
All right.
Brand new.
Ashley. Yes, Ashley, you were remembered. What has it been like for you sharing this vision that you have with Tom? What's it been like over the years?
You know, I do think about that, because as much as the keepers are in the barns hearing this show, they're going to roll their eyes. But honestly, I think he is my biggest cheerleader. It doesn't always seem that way when we're working side by side, and but he is, mm-hmm. and he gives me confidence in doing things, and that whole team does, of course. But it just kind of hit me the other day that wow, the journey's not ending. I mean, we're still going to be involved with many things, and he's going to have his nose in the zoo anyway.
Well, and he's doing something he loves.
And he's doing something he loves. Yeah. We know, you know, he's leaving the position in very comfortable hands. And I just, it is different, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is different, though. An alarm went off last night, and he goes, Andy's got it. you know, it's different. It's going to be different. But mm-hmm. I think it's going to be another chapter for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be at the zoo for
a
while longer.
I'm going to be fishing?
Yeah.
For a while longer. And so it's always going to be in our heart.
Well, yeah, that's
a given. And it runs through our veins, as does every person down there. And I'm so proud of people at the zoo and how the programs have grown and our outreach education and our on-site education and our
There's so much.
The training, the interaction with keepers. We've always had good relationships from keepers to our public, but this team is top notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even the new ones coming on are top notch with that, and are growing into visiting more with them and with the public. And so that's what we're about. We can work in a science field alone, out in a field somewhere doing some really good science work,
mm-hmm.
Or at the ocean or anywhere. And we chose a zoo because connecting the people to nature is so important.
Right. And you two do that better than anybody I know.
Well, thank you. And to summarize some other things, we've got something big happening tomorrow. And I know it's a weekday and everybody's in school, but we are celebrating our cheetah's first birthday tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. And so Impy and Musa turn one at 10 o'clock or thereafter when the gates open, we'll be celebrating. We've got some school groups coming for
it.
So just letting people know that's out there. But if nothing else, I want people to look for the Facebook on it, too.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without mm-hmm. a doubt. Well, I'll tell you what. Tom Schmaltz, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. Tell me when you're coming in, because I want you to come in occasionally, because we got to keep up with what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
But let me know, because there's no other coffee drinkers in the place. The only time I make coffee is for you on Thursday mornings.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so it's just going to be a wasted pot of coffee if you're not going to be here. But no. Please, you know you always got an open door, and this home of mine is your home, too. So.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
And enjoy the next chapter, my friend. I know you will. You're charging headlong into this. I love it.
I want to just publicly thank Tom mm-hmm. right now, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Tom Schmaltz.
On the 18th.
On the 18th. Okay, well, thank you for bringing that
up. The Sportsman's Club's got their big event, and everybody's hearing about that, and that's a huge thing. But also on the 18th, stop down at Hughes Shelter if you have time and want to say, you know, thanks to Tom or goodbye to Tom or mm-hmm. cheering that Tom's leaving.
Right.
Whatever the case, love him or not, you have a chance to say goodbye.
How do you not love Schmaltz?
We're going to be at Hughes Shelter from 4 to 7. It's an open house for anybody who wants to come.
Right.
Have a little food, visit a little bit, have a beverage and a cheers.
And just reminisce. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Tom Schmaltz, love you, buddy. God bless and take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you very much.
You bet. It's 8:33, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Got a clear sky, 57 degrees, Thursday, September 25th. The Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. XL Energy said yesterday it expects to pay about $640 million to settle lawsuits alleging that it was responsible for starting Colorado's most destructive wildfire that killed two people and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes. That was back in 2021. The announcement came right before jury selection was set to begin in a trial combining lawsuits brought by homeowners and insurers over the fire in the heavy populated suburbs between Denver and Boulder. Minneapolis-based XL has maintained that its equipment did not cause or contribute to the fire, said that it does not admit any fault under the settlement. Investigators found that a sparking power line owned by XL was one of the causes of the fire that was fanned by high winds. Embers from a smoldering scrap wood fire set days before on a property used by a Christian religious communal group was also found to have been another cause. Two fires combined into an inferno following months of drought amid a winter of nearly devoid of snow, spread rapidly in winds that gusted up to 100 miles per hour, causing $2 billion in damage and killing two people. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Border Patrol agents have arrested three illegal immigrants in what they called a targeted operation near Black Duck, Minnesota in Beltrami County. The agents are assigned to International Falls, Minnesota. Last week, the agents discovered small amounts of methamphetamine wrapped in $1 bills. Those arrested are being charged with illegal reentry after deportation and possession of methamphetamine. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember.